Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today. I appreciate it very much. Thanks for the business. And as a friend of mine tells his customers, thank you for the food. And I'm excited about getting Kim Castle back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Kim is the co-founder of Brand U Workshop, and she's one of our branding experts. And she's here to talk to us about this topic that, as you know, is something I think is a very important topic that small business owners need to keep on their minds all the time. Kim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a joy to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. And I always like talking about branding, as you know. Branding is one of the things that you've helped us do, Kim, over the years as a member of our Brain Trust, is you've helped us stratify the concept of branding. When I say stratifying, a lot of us, when we first find out about a brand, when we first think about brands, you know, we think about Tide and Wonder Bread and Coca-Cola, and those are brands to us. And so, you know, we think of them as consumers. And then we start businesses, and we, then somebody like Blasingame or Castle says, you know, you need to start thinking about your brands on other levels. You need to realize that you have a brand as a small business owner, that you have brands. You actually do create these things, but you need to develop them. But there are many levels. There are many facets to this jewel that we call our brands, isn't it?
Yeah, I would agree with you.
Talk to us about some of those facets.
Well, you know, it's interesting how you're quite right. You know, a lot of times when I start working with people, if they're new in business, they do come from that, well, you know, I don't know what it takes to be a brand, or I don't know if I have what it takes to be a brand, or how could I be a brand? I just, you know, clean somebody's shirts, or I just clean somebody's floor. And you're right. Most people, until they get to that point when they're really serious about going, you know what, I really do represent something with my business, let the power of a brand work on them as opposed to using the power of a brand for them. And it takes great focus, and it takes an attention. It's not hard. It just takes an attention or turning your perspective.
Well, you got to have awareness first. Yeah. And see, one of the facets, and you just said something just now, in my opinion, is part of the stratification of the brand, of breaking it down into different elements and being able to see it in three dimensions. You said, be a brand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if your brand perception is Wonder Bread and Tide and Coca-Cola then you don't understand what you mean when you say be a brand. How do you be a brand?
Yeah, I think one of the ways that you start to be a brand is get real, real clear that you represent something as a business. You don't just clean somebody's floor. You don't just offer toner. Your business represents something. And I think on a whole, business is scrambling to find what it really means in business, what it really stands for. I have this sense that we're returning to a time before, let's say, the industrial age, when we were all focused on productivity and things. We're moving back to that people-to-people connection,
mm-hmm.
only with the benefit of what we got from the industrial age of the mass connection. But we're not selling things now. We're touching people. And one of the first places that a business can start to really develop that brand is to really get clear about what that connection is for them.
Right. Well, the way I think of this, Kim, is that people have always had, and I say always, as far back as I can remember for sure, and way on back before that, people have had two things in their lives. One of the things was the thing that is the commodity, the thing that they take for granted, the thing that they expect to get. And the other thing that's in their life is the thing that they're excited about. The thing that they want, you know, the first one is what they need, as you may have heard me say before. Those are what they need. They take that for granted. And that's basically, you know, ho-hum, so what, whatever.
Sure.
But then there are those things in their lives that they want. And
sure.
that's what they're excited about. And
sure.
to me, that's where the ding comes in to branding.
Sure, it's that emotional place. I give you like an example of what you were just talking about. You buy soap because you need a body clean, but you really want to dive into how that makes you feel, not that's just that your body's clean.
Right, exactly. No, that's exactly right. Kim, you've been writing lately about the connection between a business and the real impact that their product or brand has on a person's life. Talk to us about what you've been thinking about along those lines.
Well, you know, I get all these questions from business owners around the world saying, you know, I don't know how to start. I don't really, I'm starting to have an awareness that I do need to be a brand, but you know what, I'm just small. I just, you know, I'm knocking on doors, chasing opportunity. And I think people get caught in that chase. You know, there's so much information,
mm-hmm.
there's so much potential, you know, the playing field for business is almost equal now because everybody has the same access to information and distribution. And people get lost. They think it's outside of them. And it really is within them and that connection that they make with each person, you know, or their customers on a whole as if they're an individual. And
mm-hmm.
really have to boil down that connection that you're speaking to an individual and being connected to that integrity between, that space between you and your customers.
That's the key, isn't it? I mean, if we're trying to get our brands into the marketplace and to be successful with our brands, we have got to figure out a way to connect with individuals, not with the masses.
No, absolutely. It is like a love affair. I love the book Love Marks, where he thought it's like a love affair.
Yeah.
And you're courting people to love you as a business.
You know, I would encourage people who, small business owners who are having a little difficulty getting what you and I are talking about in, you know, installed into their company, I'd recommend that they look around, think of the people, think of the small businesses that if they went out of business today, you would be very upset. You would be so unhappy because you would lose a big part of something that they do for you.
Yeah.
And how it would be inconvenient for you. You wouldn't have your favorite sandwich anymore. Mm-hmm. Your shirts wouldn't be done like you thought they should be. You wouldn't get your coffee served just exactly the way you wanted or whatever. Find out what it is those people are doing for you and replicate that in your business for your customers. What do you
Absolutely.
Think?
Absolutely.
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to get you to respond to that, Kim, right after these messages. We're going to take a quick break right after these messages. Kim Castle and I will be back. It's 20 after. Here's Tony Williams, the lilting voice of the Platters, to take us out.
Something here inside cannot be denied.
We're back. It's 7. Oh, it's 23 after the hour. You'd think I would be able to tell time after all these years, wouldn't you, folks? 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll use it to your advantage. It'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And go back and listen to some of you can go back and listen to this interview a little bit later on in the day and from now on that we have with Kim and go back and hear some of her wisdom. But you can also go back and hear some of the other things she's deposited with us over the years. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and our blog. And Kim, why don't you give us your website too, please?
That's www.whybrandu.com. That's WHYBRAND, the letter U.com.
All right, check it out, folks, if you want to learn more about branding. And don't you have, tell us about this new 15 mistakes that kill business success. What's that all about?
You know, very often people, I find that they have a hard time taking a step towards building their own brand, and it's because they're making a bunch of mistakes that they, you know, you got to kind of clear your playing field in order to build. It's like clear the land in order to really build a tall building. And very often we find that entrepreneurs, business owners make the same mistakes over and over. And so we put it all together in a report called 15 Mistakes That Kill Business Success. And I get emails from people every day saying, I'm surprised they thank me, but they go, thank you for sharing this. I'm making every single one of these.
No,
and now I won't.
Oh, yeah.
People can pick that up at www.15mistakes. It's 15mistakes, plural, .com.
15mistakes.com. Folks, check that out and get that free report, that free article that Kim has written. And I'll tell you, I promise you, you'll see yourself in there. And I think I did, too. I saw a little bit of myself in there. And it'll help you. Kim, thank you for making that available. Okay, we're talking about branding, and I was going to let you respond to what I was talking about as we went to the break.
Yes, I agree. You know, as I said, people have a hard time taking that step, and as you said, that wonderful place when you make that switch of a realization that, you know, you've been buying brands for years, and that how do you start to really apply that knowledge to yourself? I also have people, one of the first places that I have that I send people to is start paying attention to the things that you buy.
Mm-hmm.
That you buy without even thinking. And then start monitoring and ask yourself, why did you buy that?
Right.
And you just start turning that why on yourself, because people buy from you for the same reasons.
Well, and let me tell you something else. People are looking for something to get excited about.
Yes, they are.
And if you give them stuff that they can get anywhere else, you're not going to be very exciting. You're not going to be very compelling. You're not going to be building up any kind of gravity. I've been using that word a lot more lately, Kim, this gravity thing. And you know, the brands that we love, our favorite restaurant, our favorite clothes, whatever it might be, there's a strong gravity that keeps pulling us back to that. There's something about that product or that service that keeps pulling us back, those people. And we need to build a strong gravitational field around us. And it's not about the stuff, is it?
No, it really isn't. You know, that's that old age, you know, the industrial age, where it was about making as many things as possible. Now it's about people. We're going back to the days of, like, the general store, where you knew the person that you bought soap from, and he cared about its effect not only just on your body but on your life. We're going back to people, and I think, you know, small business owners have an advantage over large business.
Absolutely.
Because the big businesses have boards to get through, legality. They're trying to get
the
back
analysts,
to the
results. The stock analysts.
Exactly, and they have all those people in the way. Small business owners have the amazing advantage, because not only do they have the same information now, they're still connected to people.
Yep.
You just have to define what you want that connection to be, and what we call your walk-away impression. That what are people walking away feeling? Mm-hmm. What do they say about you without you saying it about yourself?
Well, and as I say, look around at the businesses that you deal with. That once you would be very upset if they weren't there anymore, if they just all of a sudden you went by. And I've done that, haven't you? Haven't you gone by a business that you really had come to count on, and all of a sudden they're not there anymore?
And you wish that you had eaten there more.
Exactly. And so ask yourself, what was my connection there? What was the gravity? Did the gravity come from the stuff, or did it come from the people?
Yeah.
And I bet you you'll find that it came from the people.
Yeah, absolutely. And it came from a crafted experience that they put a lot of focus in. I always say, you talk about gravity, I always say it's energy. Everything is about energy. And a lot of times small business owners are out chasing information, and that's the energy that you cause, as opposed to being that magnet. You're focusing on what you want people to buy and actually pull them, as you said, gravitationally to you.
Yeah. And it's the a friend of mine, Phil Nauman, talks about the ding in branding.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, isn't it? I mean, you want to make that ding go off in their mind.
Yeah, but not from a sizzle point of view. I had written an article a few weeks ago. You know, I was taught in advertising, sell the sizzle, not the steak.
Right.
Well, nowadays, you not only have to sell the sizzle, the steak, three side dishes, and dessert, you got to sell what the entire meal means to my future generation.
Hey, don't forget the dessert, Kim. I'm not going there without the dessert. I gotta have some creme brulee or something. Hey, Kim, give us your website again, please.
That's Why Brand You. That's WHYBRAND, the letter U.com. or 15mistakes.com.
15mistakes.com. That's where you can get that article. Thank you, Kim, for being here. Good
My
job
pleasure.
Today. Kim Kessel, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. Quick break. Right back with Gene Siciliano. This is Jim Blassingame, and I'll be right back.
At least the mystery is known.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.